Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Horvath II, H-O-R-V-A-T, and put the second on the end there, and you'll find what it looks like on the on his book, his new book, Return to Order, Where We've Been, How We Got Here, and Where We Need to Go. John, thanks again for being here. The returntoorder.org, is that right?
Yeah, that's the website.
All right, so check that out. John, one of the things you talk about in your book and that I wrote a whole chapter about in my book is the concept of values. You know, growing up in the marketplace, I spent a lot of time contemplating and delivering and discussing and competing on value. V-A-L-U-E. And that was the big deal. I mean, that was your value proposition, right? I mean, we made a living focusing on our value proposition, and nobody ever questioned it. That was what you had to deliver on your value proposition. And what I believe now, at this moment in time in the marketplace, with all the things that have been disrupting everything, and I think this is part of what your book is all about, is that you have to put an S on that value, on that word, on value. Before you can talk about your value, customers are wanting to know what your values are. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yes. So, of course, values are extremely important, because without them, the only real option is government. People think, you know, you can stimulate or regulate or legislate an economy or a company into order. And I say, no, you can't. You need to use those God-given regulating institutions inside society that put order in society, which are family, faith, community.
Are you concerned that those things you just ticked off there, those concepts, family, faith, community, are you concerned that there's an erosion of those values in America?
Oh, there definitely is a great erosion of it. It's a constant battle.
Why is something so much of the natural law? I mean, those things you just talked about, those are not just romantic notions, John. They're natural. They're part of the natural law. Why are they being assaulted? I'm confused about that. I'm troubled by all that. What do you think?
People just don't like restraints in general. I mean, it's part of our fallen nature, is the fact that we don't like restraints. We don't like people telling us we can't do something. You know, the commandments are not easy to do. And so these institutions are institutions that make it easier to have restraint. You know, and make it even agreeable to have restraint. You know, if you're inside the family, to have some kind of self-discipline and self-control. And so there is this constant fight against those institutions.
It's gravity slash rust, isn't it?
Yeah,
I quote him, this man, all the time. Daniel Patrick Moynihan, 40 plus years ago, wrote a book. I'm trying to remember the name. But in that book, he coined the term and the concept of defining deviancy down.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like ever since, we've been able to watch that happen. I mean, if you don't believe that, folks, watch the dialogue on television.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Sure.
I mean, you cannot sit and watch primetime television with your 8-year-old child right now. And so I don't know if we can ever recover that. Am I being romantic? Am I being unrealistic in thinking we might recover some of this?
Oh, I think we will, because as you say, it's natural law. It is the default position for us. But it is going to take a lot of time, and you know, we're going to have some hard knocks to get us back there.
Wow.
But I mean, even in your own personal life, when you have a crisis, you always go back home and you know, reconnect. It's something that's sort of in us. But when we're having fun and just not having restraints, the tendency is just to forget it.
I just hope that by the time we start making that turn, when we cross over and head back across the Rubicon, I hope that we haven't had to pay too high a price for it.
Yeah, oh no, definitely. And, you know, it is a big concern because we have gone pretty far on the other side, and you really can't replace these things. It's what in business they call social capital.
Yep, you know? Absolutely. And small businesses are holding the fort down out here on Main Street on that area. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Yeah, it's been great.
John Horvat, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.